Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
That's exactly what we do with Tim Jenkins. We do jump into the film. He is at T Jenkins Elite on Twitter. He is the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite, and he joins us now via The Score, the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Tim, always great of you to join us. And we've been debating it. What we saw out of Caleb Williams this week, after watching the tape, what did you see?
Yeah, I got to talk about these commercials, though, before I come on. I don't know if it's Ray that picks these or you guys, because first, he hits me with the vasectomy clinic when I've got my fifth kid on the way. And then he hits me with the Yingling, which you guys know is the way I get through some of these Bears games. So I'm like, I'm not sure who's picking them, but it's a great job. So, yeah, I think.
Congratulations on baby number 5. And yes, yeah. Yingling is a proud sponsor of 670 The Score.
I mean, and they're great with some of these misses that we've had in some of the boot games. So, listen, I think it's hard for me because you got to kind of peel back. If you peel back the emotion of winning and losing, I don't think Caleb's performance is really that different from some of the, you know, maybe the last 3 weeks that I've come on here where we've said, hey, Caleb's not playing, you know, it's not like he's playing outstanding football. He's not playing super poorly. He's just kind of, hey, we've got some good, we've got some bad, but everywhere else is stepping up, right? And then that's how we were winning some football games. Then all of a sudden, you kind of see how this game slips away from us. To me, we were moving the ball, I thought, extremely well between the 20s. Like, if you really peel back the tape and you look between the 20s, man, we were moving the football. We had just some absolute terrible stall outs in the red zone where there's guys open. We just have missed blocks in the run game. It really hurts us. And then, of course, I think that backed up interception was one of those where it's like, man, that just like puts our defense in such a bad spot. And then you start feeling like the game's slipping away. So I think there were obviously some huge mental errors in terms of, I think the slide before half, like you hate to see. I think that backed up interception, you know, there's a lot of talk right now on Twitter about, hey, pure progressions. And does that then lead you to throwing interceptions? I think it's hard to blame, you know, a progression on that one, right? Like the guy's undercutting it, the ball's behind, it's a bad throw and probably a bad decision. We got to work to our back there. And I think, you know, the progression would lead you to the back. And then there's just some, there's some kind of where it's like I had a no grade because we didn't have a hot answer. There was just a lot of compounding errors when you turn on the film. And then it led to us, you know, getting beat by a team that was struggling and didn't have their quarterback.
Well, that's a big part of it for us, Tim. So when you talk about progression, if you can dumb it down for us, explain why that's even a question, and then what that would mean as far as you leading to that conclusion on the interception.
Yeah, so the if you think of it broadly, there's really two different ways you read an NFL play. So there's pure progression, which means, let's just take that exact play, for example. It's play action. We have DJ Moore on what we would call a shot post, like a super deep post. He's number one. You have Rome on the dig. He's number two. And then you have your back in the flat. He's number three. And that doesn't matter, right? If they run quarters, they run single high man, whatever it is, that's your progression. It's one to two to three. A lot of times you build those into plays that one are like a, maybe a whole field progression where it's like you're reading across the whole field, or you put them into plays where it's like, hey, sure, maybe they show quarters, but we're running play action, so we're not really sure how the coverage is going to hold, like from an integrity standpoint. So we need to make sure our eyes don't pass up what would be a broken coverage, or, you know, hey, a guy running open because we stretched them vertically. So there's the pure progressions where it's one, two, three, no matter what. Then there's what we call PSL, so pre and post snap look. So, you know, you might have smash to one side and, hey, we like this against two high, right? Two shell. We want to read the smash side. And then, hey, maybe we have, you know, drive or something backside where you go, oh, hey, or you have really probably you'd pair it with toss, right? Hit a seam with a hitch. And then you say, oh, hey, against single high, we want to look at that seam and then down to the hitch because we feel like we can stress that corner and make him midpoint. So then the quarterback gets up there, you know, Y20 said hut. If they stay in too high, you read smash. If they roll the single high, he reads the Haas side. So that's the two ways you read it, which is really reading defenders or just looking at your guys. I think every great NFL offense has both elements to it. The Bears have both elements to it. And then I just think, like, if we're being honest about the interception play, we actually hit it earlier in the game. It was wide open. We go back to it. We reload it. The corner undercuts it. I think Rome's kind of, I don't think Rome is as sharp as he should be. I also don't think Caleb should be getting to that throw, honestly. I think he should be getting to his back because he gets off the post, gets to the dig. He's too late on the dig. He needs to just get to the back. And then unfortunately, it's like, that's one of those mistakes that if you make, you know, if you make it your own 40, not as, you know, I don't want to say it's always a big deal if you throw an interception, but it's not as big. But hey, we made that coming out of our own end zone. You give them a short field, they score. At that point, it's kind of, you're all of a sudden in super catch-up mode.
Tim Jenkins joining us, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Tim, I'm looking at Ben Johnson, and he's been very much accountable in a lot of ways in what he's saying. He's not doing enough. What are you seeing from the Ben Johnson play calling slash scheme where maybe he can help Caleb and this offense out, specifically in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, the first, there's a clip early on in the red zone where Caleb, the back is open, but there's nothing really that would tell me from a progression standpoint that I'm supposed to be getting to the back super quick. And then everybody else is just blanketed, right? Caleb starts to scramble. He gets tackled from behind. That one was one of those concepts where it just didn't seem, you know, it's a rarity, honestly, when you have Ben Johnson, you get in the red zone and you like can't really see, oh, hey, this guy's open in the progression, right? It's like, that was a rare one that, you know, he probably wants back from a call perspective. And then the one that really threw me for a loop was, I want to say we got called for intentional grounding on it, but they're in cover zero. They bring zero, right? And you know, that there's a big difference between cover one and cover zero. Being cover one, there's one safety back man across the board, so we can actually protect it, right? We have a guy for every guy. When a team goes cover zero, there's nobody deep. It's man across the board. And because obviously we have a quarterback, we can't block everybody. Even if our back stays in, our tight end stays in, we can't block everybody because they'll just add. So that play, we have a cover zero look coming at us. And at the point that the free runner is at Caleb Williams, there's not a single receiver with his eyes back to Caleb. Caleb ends up throwing it towards Rome. I think they call us for intentional grounding. That to me is a huge issue from, it's either one, hey, somebody busted, they're supposed to have a hot route and somebody busted, or two, we didn't have a hot route built into that play. And you think to yourself, you're on that edge of field goal range. That's when people tend to heat you up because they want to knock you out of field goal range. if we called in a play that doesn't have a hot at the edge of field goal range, that's a major issue. I don't really believe that Ben probably, called in a play that doesn't have a hot at that point in the field. So I'd be willing to bet we had a bust somewhere on the receivers. I mean, if Caleb's throwing it out towards Rome, you would tend to think, hey, maybe it was Rome who was supposed to adjust hot, and that's why his eyes were there. But that was the other one that I'd say was kind of a major concern. Everything else, I thought we were dressing stuff up. We were building stuff. I don't know if you guys remember that long screen to DeAndre Swift, but that was a can-can. So Caleb checked us into that play. It was an absolute perfect look for the way the Ravens, they were doing what's called blitz peel, where their guys off the edge blitz the quarterback unless the back releases to their side, and then they peel off. So what the Bears actually did against the blitz peel is they put Swift on the right side, had him work all the way to the left, while the guy on the left thinks the guy's coming over to protect when really it's coming over for screen. So the blitz peel rules are off. It was just like from a football nerd perspective, it was pretty awesome. So that one was, I think, exciting, and the fact that Caleb can do it. So I do think there was a lot of positive on the tape. Simultaneously, the two glaring errors were some of those red zone concepts where there's not really anybody open, and then obviously the one that didn't have a hot hand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. So, okay. And Tim, this falls in line with some of the other people that we know that are watching the tape. And I appreciate the breakdown. It's so good. 24 games Caleb Williams has played. You have seen every game up close and personal in terms of watching the tape. The highs and the lows of it. The good and the bad. Is Caleb Williams, do you think, from watching all of his games, is he where he should be in terms of his development?
Such a great question. And I think, so if we're going to be honest and we're going to say, hey, 24 games in, the answer is no. What I would tell you, though, is if you were to tell me he's, 8 games in, 7, whatever it is, I think 8 with the bye or no bye, but you've got 8 with Ben Johnson, I say yes, right? That's the thing that's really hard about this is – we wasted his, and I hate saying it like this, but we wasted his rookie year,
you
right?
Did.
You had him basically with an offensive coordinator who doesn't script.
100.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but I'm pretty fired up over here. Our third grade team, Mac Jenkins, made the Super Bowl. Listen, we script at the third grade level. So if he's not getting script in the NFL, that's terrible. So it's like, no, if you were to say, hey, I've got a quarterback 24 games in, should he keep making some of these mistakes he's making? I'd tell you absolutely not.
Okay.
Simultaneously, if you were to say, hey, we're 8 games in with Ben Johnson, I think we're maybe ahead of where Ben even thought we would be. And that's where it's kind of a nuanced answer. I hate saying that to you because it's not really a great definitive yes or no.
It's a hard question.
I'm excited at where I see him in this offense. However, I'm not thrilled that we're 24 games in and still having some of these errors. And I think a lot of that just has to do with it more or less felt like we saw, oh, wow, Caleb Williams is talented. And that's like really all we could say about his rookie year. There was nothing else that we really could definitively say because they weren't asking him to do anything that's required to be a championship quarterback.
No, we were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I unfortunately said you kind of have to throw away his first year. And unfortunately, it may have set him back in this development with Ben Johnson because of the Bears' infrastructure at the time and what they were asking him to do, how much those bad habits get built in. I want to go back, though, to what you said, Tim, about how the Bears are repeating concepts and repeating formations. And while I don't think that that is uncommon in the NFL, I do think you hit on something when it comes to a smartly coached Ravens defense. I know they've struggled this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if that also means that you're telling the defense what you want to do and they're going to read some routes occasionally.
Yeah, you're 100%. So, and this is where it was funny because, you know, I said that and then everybody like and their mom, you know, I got D3 offensive coordinators like chirping me and it's like, dude. You know what I meant, but it's fine. It's great. You know,
I'm not going to
get mad at us for saying it's a setback. Like people just can't handle talking about this.
Yeah. And then me and some OCs have great love for each other. So here's the deal that I'll say though is you said it, which is it's not uncommon in the NFL, and I agree. It's not uncommon if you were to factor in like quick game and like slightly downfield, or people said Tom Brady said on an interview that he threw for 7,000 yards on Haas Jolt. It's like no, sorry, but it's like no duh, right?
Tom Brady. Let's wait for our dumb button to get back there.
Robbie, write that down.
Everybody on Twitch just started laughing.
Sorry, I just get a little fired up. You guys know me. I'm a big
It's authentic.
Guy.
We're good. You don't mean it.
But
it's
I get
fun.
Fired up about Haas Jolt. But like, there's concepts that, of course, we repeat and we run a ton. The conversation, though, isn't about those. The conversation is about the one we talked about, which is the big stick at eight post. With the deep roll in, like design shot plays, you generally don't reload those. I'm gonna tell you right now, the Broncos scored 44 points this last weekend. They didn't reload a single shot concept. Okay. Now the Bears did, and they hit Rome on a giant in, and then the next time they throw it, it's an interception. You are dead on when you say that. NFL DBs are not dumb, right? No matter how many times like people want to say athletes are dumb or whatever. They are extremely good at recognizing patterns, extremely good at recognizing formations. If they see a dude running something that they've seen before, and especially if they got beat on it, they are going to be all over it, and they're probably going to undercut it because they're sitting over there on the Microsoft Surface or whatever the heck they have now, swiping through, seeing exactly what's going on. And then if you reload it, you run the risk of those sorts of things happening. So to me, yeah, I totally agree, in which I don't think we should be reloading those sorts of concepts. You want to reload stick, you want to reload Haas, it doesn't matter. But if you reload those shot plays and you generate a chunk play the first time you run it, you always run that risk. I don't think Ben Johnson, though, is naive to that. He understands that. I think where we need maybe a little bit more understanding would be from our quarterback's perspective of, okay, hey, we've ran this before. I need to be a little bit more sure on these windows. And if I don't feel like it's there, I need to get to my back, right? Because Ben is probably calling that from like a, hey, we're backed up. If we can hit Rome, awesome. If not, let's just get it to our back and get us to third and manageable. And that's just where we need to see the growth from Caleb. And I think we will. But again, that's where you say, okay, game 24, are you as excited? No. But when you consider it more like game 8, I'd be like, hey, okay, I understand that decision. So that's where it's kind of nuanced, I think, when you talk about Caleb versus some of these other second-year quarterbacks who have 24 games, because they have 24 games with the same play caller and the same system and the same head coach.
Now, Tim, that's a great point. And if you want more of Tim unfiltered, then you can go to his YouTube channel as well. That's also T. Jenkins Elite on YouTube, right?
All things QB.
My bad.
I made it as complicated as possible for people to figure it out.
So all things QB, he does release his quarterback breakdowns, his film breakdowns on Twitter as well. Tim, that was great stuff. We have a lot more to get to with you. I'm sure we will do the same next week.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Tell Ray I'm sorry you had to get to that curse button. So
it happens to the best of us. Football will make you cuss if you care about it enough.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. That's Tim Jenkins. And hey, good news for the ever-growing Jenkins family. I secretly wonder if he's trying to get a 7-on-7 team together.
That's possible. He's well on his way.
The Jenkins kiddos?
They can hoop it up right now, right?
Yeah. And if he's telling you the script plays for his third grader, then what does that say? That was tremendous.
Does he get the vasectomy, though, or not?
I mean, the evidence would probably indicate no.
Yeah, he's just going to keep going.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
He's going to get vasectomies and drink Yinglings. That's right.
There are worse things.
There are worse things. I mean, that sounds like a nice afternoon. Yingling in it?
Stop.
Yingling.
I knew it was coming. I'm going to pause there. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And coming up next, we keep the guests going. One of the best college athletics and college football minds in the game right now. It is time to hear from Nicole Auerbach. She's going to tell us who's coaching where. We want to know. There's been so many changes in college football. We'll get her thoughts and her information next. The expert from NBC Sports coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.